Hello, and welcome once again to Nuggets. While you and I sit into the garden, yes, I'm your host, Salome Jacobs, where we experience inspiration, where we receive provision, where you and I receive out of the hand of God. And so, as I welcome in the new month, the title is, I Just Want to Praise You, because God has carried you and me through every mountain. Through every mountain He has brought us through. Through every trial He has seen us through. And through every plain, through every high or through every low, God has indeed kept us, sustained us, and blessed us. So, with that said, this is how this story came about. A song of praise. Do you have a song in your heart? A song that just doesn't leave. A song that wakes you up. A song that plays over and over in your mind. A song that transcends when something is amiss. A song so unique, so profound, that only you hear it. You get it. You connect to it. And you feel it. It's no coincidence, you know. It's your message from God. It's your love language from heaven above. From a father to his child. See it as a gift from God above. First thing in the morning, lastly at night, or whenever He blesses you with a song. That's Him saying, I got you, Salome. I got you, Pearl. I got you, Barbara. I got you, Rochelle. I got you, Carol. I got you, Bernie. I got you, Russ. I got you, Chad. I got you, Roshan. I got you, Sister Valencia. I got you, Prophet. I got you, Pastor Franca. I got you, Sister Cecilia. I got you, Pastor Vernon. I got you, Sister Penny. I got you. I got you, Soul Sister. I got you, Prayer Warrior. I got you. So when you wake in your knees, I got you. When you're beyond disbelief, I got you. When you think all is lost, I got you. And when upon love's billows you are tempest tossed. Yes. Yes, oh yes. That's the time you count your many blessings. See that all is not lost. So Soul Sister, Prayer Warrior, I got you. So reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. You'll find Him not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He passes by. As I heard so beautifully the other day when the question was posed, do you have a praise song? Well, right there and then, without hesitation, without reservation, I stood tall. And with much glee, I said, I do. And that's your feel-good song right there. Remember David? When the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he danced, didn't worry about others, mocked or scorned, labeled or not, dance like David danced. Not only is it your feel-good song, but your set-free song, your set-apart song, your peculiar song, your coming alive song, your healing song, your I'm going to make it song, your trust and obey song. So whatever he says to you, do it song. Like the words of Abba, if you change your mind, I'll be first in line. Honey, I'm still free, take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know, I'll be around if you have no place to go. When you're feeling down, so answer to Jesus, he'll set you free. As beautifully said by King David, who am I and who are my people that we can give back so willingly what already comes from you back to you. So prepare yourself, soul sister, prayer warrior, that your gifts, your talents, your ideas already comes from he who inspires them, whether in isolation or not. God is inspiring and moving you and I back to him, back to the fold, back to the fields, back to days of old, whereby he instructs and we heed. Back to whom shall I send, and who will go? Yeah, am I, dear Lord, send me, send me. So, if you have been touched by God, praise him. If you're back at work, praise him. If your salary has been downsized, praise him. If you have no food to eat, praise him. If you're instructed to bless others, why not praise him? If your addict child is at home, praise him. If your absent husband or wife is at home, praise him. Go on. Just praise him, for he alone is holy, he alone is worthy, he alone is mighty, Jesus, you alone. So remember, whatever he says to you, do it, for you will surely see, your latter shall be greater, your lack plenty, your guttermost, your uppermost, your nothing to something. So if Noah could build the ark by just hearing and heeding, then who am I and who are you not to listen to whatever he says to you? Just do it. May you, in your season of doubt, of disbelief, of fear, hearken to he who instructs thee, to whatever he says to you and I, just do it. Wake up, get up, dress up, look up, pray up, ask up, believe up, cherish up the song you receive to awaken you up, to realize your dream, and not to give up, but keep going up, for as below, so beneath, that you and I will succeed up to fulfill your and my purpose driven praise song up. And so it is, so shall it be. So once again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing this time with me. Hope to hear from you. Drop me a message on my podcast. Invite a friend or two or three and engage. You're welcome to share as God lays it upon your heart. May you be blessed and may you grow from strength to strength. May love and health be your portion. And from me, hope to see you next time, once again, with your host, Salome, as you and I take a stroll into the garden.